Hello, I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and this is the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.
May 1st is the traditional day on which we remember Saints Philip and James the Lesser. Now, these are two of the apostles of Jesus who maybe aren't as well known as some of the other big hitters like Peter, James, and John. That's, of course, James the Greater. However, we do get a little bit about these apostles. For instance, at the beginning of John, we hear the story about how Philip reached out to his friend Nathanael, told him to come and see Jesus, and how this was one of the first instances of evangelism in the Bible, someone going to his friend and bringing them to Jesus. Later, during the Last Supper, John records that Philip asked, "Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us." And Jesus responded to him, "Have I been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip? Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me?" According to tradition, both of them were martyred. Philip was martyred by beheading, or according to other sources, by being crucified upside down. When he was given the chance to be released from the cross because of his preaching and the crowd requesting his release, he instead insisted on following in the footsteps of his Lord. As for James, the tradition also varies. Some say that he was stoned to death, others say that he was clubbed to death. In any case, both of these apostles were martyred for their faith. They were martyred for trying to have others come and see Jesus. They were martyred for trying to show people the Father through the person of Jesus. These disciples can serve as examples for us, examples of those who ask to see the Father, those who desire to come before Christ and to see their Lord and God, but also as examples of those who invite others to see the Lord, those who say, "Come and see, come with me and see this great and wonderful thing." Just as Philip and James were willing to die for their faith, just as Philip and James were willing to spread the good news no matter what the cost, we also ought to be willing to spread the good news about Jesus, to invite others to come and see. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your servants, Philip and James, who saw the Lord and were with him always. Help us to invite others to see you, that we may know you face to face. Hear us now as we pray in the name of your Son and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I want to invite you to come and see the Lord by joining us for our Sunday services in person at St. Paul Lutheran Church on 107 East Chatham Street in Lexington, Illinois, or online on our Facebook page, St. Paul Lutheran Church-Lexington. Our services are 9 every Sunday morning with a Bible study before at 8. We also have a fellowship hour afterward with adult and children Sunday school at about 10:15. Hope to see you there.
I'm Pastor Kyle Ronchetto, and I'll see you next time on the Lutheran Pastor's Desk.